Where the river meets the ocean in Senegal's Siné-Saloum Delta lies the village of Bambali, hometown of a football giant Sadio Mane. This is where it all started for him, on this pitch, playing without boots or shin guards. Mane would skip school and practice day and night, hour after hour, determined to be faster, stronger, and more agile, constantly challenging himself. Hoping to follow in his footsteps is 13-year-old Niali Gomis.
I want to become like Sadio Mane and become a big player so that one day people will watch me on TV and a full stadium will call my name Niali.
From Bambali to Liverpool and on to Munich, Mane made history leading Senegal to victory at the Africa Cup of Nations. But a recent injury to his knee means he's not in Qatar with the Lions of Teranga. It's as if Bambali is in mourning, praying for Mane and for the national team. His childhood friend is overwhelmed with emotion.
It's really painful to realize that a star like Sadio Mane will not play this World Cup. It's a blow to the entire nation.
He then addresses Mane.
Sadio, if you are listening, I hope that God protects and supports you. You will heal. We are here for you.
And he is here for them. Mane has built a hospital, schools, a fuel station. He's brought electricity to Bambali and wants to pave the roads. At religious celebrations, he contributes to each household.
Sadio Mane is using his wealth to change the lives of his people. And while he'll be absent for this World Cup, his legacy goes beyond football to what he does off the pitch. And that's an example that young people here want to follow.
It's less the fame of football and more the desire to give back that motivates these young players and the dream of one day representing their country. Together they chant for the national team, a traditional song used as a rite of passage. Don't be afraid, they sing. There is nothing to lose. Move forward. Victory is to come. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Bambali, Senegal.